The mushing world has been rocked by an unfolding scandal over doping in the Iditarod. It started 2 weeks ago when the race's governing body announced it was changing rules for drug tests after a banned substance was found in four dogs from a top team. Speculation ignited, and yesterday, the Iditarod Trail Committee announced it was dogs in the team of four-time champion Dallas Seavey. But Seavey insists he didn't do it, which, as Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes reports, is fueling a mystery right beside the ballooning controversy.
As the dust settles on news that Seavey's dogs tested positive for the synthetic opioid tramadol, there are a few major questions still looming. The biggest is, did Seavey give his dogs drugs to do better in mushing's most high-profile and lucrative race?
I am in a unique position in that I am probably the only person on the planet that can say 100% definitively that I did not give this to my dogs.
In an interview on his way to the airport for a pre-scheduled trip out of Alaska, Seavey reiterated the same points he insisted on in a long video posted just as his name was coming out in the press. He says it makes no sense that someone familiar with the race's drug testing program would give high levels of a banned substance to dogs in the hours close to arriving in Nome. But he doesn't dispute the positive drug tests, which has left him and everyone else involved searching for an explanation of who gave tramadol to his dogs.
I can't honestly say. I don't know. I want to find out. And I think this is the type of stuff that the Iditarod should be looking into.
Seavey says when he was told of the positive drug test in April, he worked with race officials to figure out where the painkillers could have come from. His understanding was that based on the facts of the case, he was presumed not guilty. And the Iditarod Trail Committee's board of directors didn't sanction him by banning him from races or disqualifying his second place finish in March. But here's where things get really complicated. The Iditarod board voted to change their drug testing rules in a way that places the burden of proof on the musher if there's a positive drug test. When they announced that change in October, they referenced a top place musher's failed test without naming him or her. Rumors of who it could be exploded, as did a demand from mushers for the offender to be identified. Seavey says in that vacuum of information, there were enough clues released, along with leaks to members of the media, that it was only a matter of time until people accused him of doping his dogs.
I would have been shut up. It takes away my credibility.
And this brings up the case's other significant question. Was this incident mishandled? Seavey says yes. He feels mistreated by the Iditarod's board of directors, which he says made it sound like he was guilty when there was no evidence that he gave his dogs drugs. Seavey has used his star power in the past to criticize board decisions, like the allowance of two-way communication devices, but he says because of the so-called gag rule, which limits mushers' ability to publicly criticize the race or its sponsors, he felt he couldn't speak openly about the flaws he saw in the investigation and its handling, which is why he withdrew from next year's race.
I will not subjugate myself to this board. The only authority they have over me is when I choose to compete in this race. The feeling from the board is that they can do whatever they want. The mushers will kick and scream, but come March, we will be at the start. So I'm saying no, I will not be at the start.
If you take all of the elements that that we have in front of us, somehow those dogs were provided with tramadol.
Chas St. George is ITC's chief operations officer. He says that since the race started testing dogs for banned drugs in 1994, this is the first time there's been a positive test like this, and as such, a precedent-setting response. And St. Cloud points out, discord between ITC's board and mushers is as old as the race itself. What's concerning, he says, is that there is no prevailing explanation of how a top musher's animals were given a powerful controlled substance used on pets to treat chronic pain from diseases like cancer.
That unanswered question is disturbing.
Right now, Seavey and others are floating around the word sabotage, perhaps from another musher, a disgruntled handler, a rival fan, or an anti-mushing animal rights group. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, has been using the unfolding incident as an opportunity to further condemn the race, though a spokesperson says they had no personnel in Alaska during last year's Iditarod. If these theories seem far-fetched, for many of those who know mushing best, they are more plausible than the idea that Seavey intentionally doped his dog. On Facebook, a number of mushers have come out saying they believe Seavey's side of the story. One of them is four-time champion Jeff King, who's competed neck and neck with the younger Stevie for years.
And I would love to find out who did this. And I can think of several scenarios that are more believable than Dallas doing this. It strikes me as ludicrous.
King says the sport is getting a black eye from what's happening, but he isn't pointing at any particular person or group as deserving of blame. He wishes the information had come to light sooner. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.